You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Thank you. show today. Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. My name is Michael. Thank you so much for making some time to join me here today on our wonderful Freeing Friday. That's what we should call it. The Freeing Friday experience of Breathe and Bounce. You know, one of the things that we talk about on the show is obviously we talk a lot about yoga. This week, what I wanted to do was just really take a look at the journey of yoga. And I guess I will pull the curtain back and tell you a little bit about me and my journey, how I got to yoga. And I discussed this briefly in the first episode, but I thought I would maybe dive in a little bit deeper today. So I was in a real bad place. I was not living at home. I suffer from some behavior disorders and things of that nature. And I was trying to find balance, trying to find a way to balance the feeling, trying to find a way to get, kind of get inward. And that's when in 2016, I went to Lifetime Fitness and I took a class with a woman named Nancy. Nancy is now the owner of a wonderful yoga studio called Happy Hour. It is right in Crystal Lake, right off of Randall Road. And I took a class with her, and the class was just very chill. It was very, it was kind of like, you know, you didn't feel like you had to try too hard. You had to, but you didn't, because Nancy didn't make you feel that way. Nancy made you feel comfortable. If you were, whatever level you were at, she kind of just let you find your way there. And it was beautiful. And so I just kept taking classes with her over and over and over again. And eventually, I got to meet Jody, who was our first guest here on the show. And then I got to learn a little about the edge, about finding your edge. And that's a term, a yoga term, that means you're trying to push yourself to a place that is uncomfortable. Not so much painful, but uncomfortable. And that's when I learned the art of finding your edge, just with Jody Shima Berkoro. And I would go to yoga classes from time and time again, and I'd keep going for years. And then last year, I had to had another situation where I was out by myself, and it was either I go to the hospital to get treatment, or I go to yoga and try to work it out. So I went to yoga. I went to yoga almost every day for about 2 months, and I had some wonderful classes. I also did a retreat. It was like my first retreat, I guess. It was right down the road up here. It was over at the, It's the farm. I can't remember the name of it. It's the Lincoln Farmstead. That's it, the Lincoln Farmstead. It's a big white, a couple wonderful people. Their names are Tara Michelini and Mary Gustafson, who's probably going to be joining us here on the show in a couple weeks. They had this retreat, and I learned about journaling. I learned about just more methods of self-care. And I really opened up to the group about my story. And that's when I kind of knew, I think I might have found an accepted environment. So I stuck with yoga. And then I would try to learn other forms of yoga. I really dive deep into. I even did aerial yoga. And yeah, we're going to be talking about aerial yoga in a couple weeks as well. We got all these things coming up in a couple weeks because, you know, we can only pack in so much in so little time. But the thing that's beautiful is we have week after week, we can bring something new to you to learn about. So my why and why I got into yoga was because it saved my life, to be quite honest with you. My why I'm into yoga is because I needed to learn how to really deal with difficult situations because I've had such, hate using the word weak, but I can't think of another word to use right now. When it came to conflict resolution, distress tolerance, things of those nature, I was very weak. I lacked those skills. Most say that. That sounds better. I lacked those skills. So I really got on the mat and I really worked hard. And I also, not only do I do yoga, I do a lot of what's known as HIIT programs. We have, over at Lifetime, they get a couple of signature groups. Get into small groups doing workouts, and usually the workouts are pretty strenuous. So yoga obviously helps me stretch out for those workouts as well. And then a girl named Katie, who's going to be coming on the show here, I think she'll be on next week. She taught a format called Fire, which combines the two. So I was like in love. I just feel yoga, there is something for everyone. And I feel that yoga helps bring the world to a better place. That is my why for yoga. But the most important thing that I've learned from yoga is the concept of breath. Breathing helps. It's, you know, I joked a couple weeks ago about how breathing keeps you alive, but it helps you. If you can learn how to use your breath as a vessel for your life becomes much easier. When you are going through a tough situation, you can go to your breath. When you are feeling scared, you can go to your breath. When you are studying for a test and you feel anxious, you can go to your breath. And when you go to your breath and realize when you're taking the air in, you're taking in all that good air, and then you're blowing out all that static air, it really refreshes you. And, you know, when you're a yoga teacher, funny thing is, I thought of this song for yoga teachers. I think I'm going to dedicate this song to yoga teachers to a point, not the entire song. Because when you are at practice, every breath you take, every move you make, someone's watching you. Believe that.
Every game you play, every night you stay.
under that last one with a little humor. I got really serious and I brought a little humor into it. See, that's how I work here at Breathe and Bounce. That's the reason why it's called Breathe and Bounce. You never know what's going to happen next. And it's like, you know, we're just sitting here having this time together and learning, observing, listening. Lots of good music, lots of good vibes going on. One of the things that I did want to talk about was, on the Facebook page, on the Breathe and Bounce Facebook page, along with my own personal one, and also Jody started a Facebook page that I kind of just keep posting stuff on all the time. So I pretty much what I did was I posed the question on Facebook, and I wrote, why do you practice yoga? Since the theme of this episode is why yoga. And I wanted to share the responses I got, because I got quite a few. And I wanted to tell you guys, and maybe, you know, tell you, and maybe you can figure out what your why is. So I got, these are the ones I got. To reset, patience and mindfulness growth, self-discovery, to be more peaceful and grounded in the present moment, to slow down my mind and body and find peace, and make me more peaceful and happy, to be present, to explore, to play, to find balance, to find clarity, to become more present, to slow down, to feel grounded, but mostly to practice letting go of expectation and learning to not react quickly to things outside my control. I love how this practice has transferred over into life off the mat. And that is something that is so important to know about yoga, is the mat is a metaphor for life. And you are just moving through your life. You just happen to be on a mat at the time. To slow down, lower my stress level, work on joint mobility, balance, and flexibility. To slow down and let go of stress and busyness, also to improve balance and flexibility. To realize the purpose of this human life, attain self-realization, awareness, consciousness, and compassion, tap into the divine inside of me to allow my intuition to guide me in my life's direction. I love that answer. That is a very deep answer. I love that. I love this one too. Body-based connection. Really short, really sweet. I've got more. Hold on. There's more. We have quite a few. Got my mind and body always feel better after yoga. It helps keep my arthritic pain down. To maintain my body so I can do the things I want to do. Physical and mental and spiritual health, I'm at my best when I have a regular practice. Yes, I agree with that comment as well. I think we are all at our best when we are at our regular practice. And I think, you know, in sports they say practice makes perfect. I think that's in life, and I think it's in yoga. But you know, the thing that's cool about yoga is you don't have to be perfect. You practice in, I think practicing makes life. Practicing makes progress. That might be the new slogan, practice makes progress, because we don't want to strive for perfection, because when we strive for something we can never attain, we could be chasing our tail and then eventually become frustrated with what it is we're doing. So practice makes progress. Remember that. hope you enjoyed today's show. Thank you so much for listening. If we could, we're going to close out with a quick meditation. So if you're sitting in a chair, you can get yourself comfortable. If you're on the floor, you can either, you know, place yourself on your sit bones, or you can lie down. Whatever you need to do to get yourself comfortable and close your eyes. And what I'd like you to do in this meditation is I'd like you to set your intention. And I know we've asked the question, why yoga today? But maybe the question is, why anything? If you have something that you love, think to yourself, why this? It can be yoga. Maybe it's fitness. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's making music. But set your attention and ask yourself why. As we breathe in and breathe out. And then let's spend time breathing through the nose. But we'll press our lips together when we breathe out. So you'll get a noise like... So breathe in and breathe out. Just for a couple of minutes. Okay, you can open your eyes, and I hope you found your why. I hope you have your why, because the why is so important. Because once you find the why, then you find the how. And then the when eventually comes. Have a wonderful Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Be happy, be well, be peaceful. Namaste.